Audio intermission. The song begins. A man shivers in the snow, his fingers a white claw clutching the phone, needled by the cold. The woman's voice comes through, thinned by disinterest. 911, what is your emergency? The shivering man sobs into the receiver. I've killed someone. You killed someone? The operator echoes. The man sniffles and looks up the highway, the horizon obfuscated by gray haze. Sir? The operator asks. The shivering man peers down at his boots and realizes the blood on his hands and coat have dribbled onto the snow below, a vivid red sunspot. The story he has to tell, he knows, isn't a good one. But there is a sense that if he doesn't tell it, the true shape of it will be lost. In the time before bookbinding and the printing press, stories survived without ink or papyrus, immortalized by the vibrating membranes of vocal cords. The primitive man stabbed a blunt index finger at crude shapes on a cave wall, rendered in the blood and charred bones of mammoths and smilodons, his voice reverberating from the stone walls, an oral history of tribe and place. His children told their children. Their children told theirs. Centuries beyond, there were songs of ancient warriors and plays depicting the rise and fall of rulers and empires. There were stories scored by bludgeoning drumheads made from animal skins. There were strummed strings of catgut, flutes carved from ivory and bamboo. The singer's children told their children the stories sang by their mothers and fathers. Their children told theirs. In the time beyond cave paintings and ivory flutes, the slightly less primitive human being continues to tell stories. Some of them bad, like the shivering man's story of blood in the snow. Some of them good, like legacies of loving families and secret laughter handed down by the select few who might share it. And then there's you. You on your commute. You washing the dishes or sitting on your couch or walking around your neighborhood. You, with my voice filling your ears funneled in from car speakers or white wireless headphones nestled between your targus and anti-targus. You, listening, maybe a little, maybe a lot, as I share stories of my own mingled together with bigger stories that belong to me and to you and to everyone else. My parents told me these stories. I tell them to my children. These words, transmitted by voice alone, you won't find them in paperback or in print at all. This part of the story survives without ink or papyrus, immortalized by the vibrating membranes of vocal cords. Stories outlive storytellers. Even without paper, stories survive their arduous journey from person to person, and place to place. This story will outlive you and me. And together, we're heading toward the end of it. Book 1. Ruiner. Parable 1. First, the entire story in summation. 2 through 3. Then, three distinct but related stories important for understanding the whole. 4. A brief history of the movement so far. 5 through 6. Finally, some things Christians believe as a result, and then another parable. I was born in a puddle of blood, wanting everything. The blood was my own, pumping through my infant heart. I weighed myself and found myself wanting everything. Wanting everything is the thing that eventually tears you apart. Nick Cave, The Sick Bag Song. None of us will escape death, the most radical manifestation of brokenness. Henry Nouwen, Life of the Beloved. Parable, The Sinful Parishioner. I like getting to church early, before anyone else. I like the way the wood groans beneath my feet and peels throughout the sanctuary. I like how the pew